Meeting for July 28, 2021. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
Councilman Strapoli is absent, and President Randolph Sharp has an excused absence. Mayor?
Here. I thank everyone. If you haven't been vaccinated, please make sure you have a mask on. If you have been vaccinated, you're more than welcome to not wear a mask. Okay, thank you. All right, first up, resolution, I'm sorry, approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for June 9, 2021. Entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
And council meeting and executive session for June 23, 2021. Entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call, sorry.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Abstain.
Councilwoman Hess.
Abstain.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Entertain a motion for payment of bills that have been duly audited by the treasurer, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Following reports have been filed and are available in our respective office for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2021-08, an ordinance amending Chapter 375 zoning Article 4, 6, Section 20, permitting use of the Borough of Lindenwall's code for sheds. Entertain a motion, oh, at this time, open meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2021-8. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2021-8 be adopted on second reading and proposed to according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Second reading, ordinance 2021-09, an amendment, ordinance Chapter 276, solid waste recycling and additional vegetation collection and containers. Entertain a motion, oh, at this time, open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regards to ordinance 2021-09. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2021-09 be adopted on second reading and published to according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2021-12, title only, Borough of Lindenwall Fire Commissioner. Entertain a motion, please. Yes.
I make a motion that ordinance number, it's 2021-12, be adopted as read in the first reading, published according to law, posted in Borough Hall with second reading being held at the next regular meeting.
Second. Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I skipped 2021-11, by title only, 15035, Borough fee schedule for container fees. Entertain a motion. It's this one. This is good. 2011-2. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion that ordinance 2021-11, was it, or 10?
Yes, 11.
Okay, do 12. Be adopted on second reading and published according to law.
That's on first reading, sorry.
Correction. I make a motion that ordinance 2020-11?
Yes. 2021-11.
Be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the second reading being held at the next regular meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The items listed below are consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lenoir and will be enacted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be pulled and removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertained a motion for resolutions 2021-128 through 134 and 136 through 138.
Motion.
A second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Last but not least, first reading ordinance 2021-13 by title only, amendment to the salary ordinance for Teamsters. Entertained a motion, please. First reading. 13. And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
I apologize to the audience that this is Councilman Jackson's first time doing this, and usually it's Cheryl or Joe, and neither one of them are here tonight, so he asked him to step in for them. I think he did a fine job, Joe. Thank you, Council. All right, this time I open to council. Anyone from council wishing to speak? Start with Joe. Everything? Linda?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, I just want to thank Camden County for our great success of our car show this year and the music that we had. It was a tribute to Neil Diamond. Excellent group. They did an excellent job. Thank you to Craig Wells and all of our public works that helped with setting up and cleaning up, and the crew that worked in the concession stand with me. Thank you to everyone. Tomorrow will actually be our first movie, Scoob, starting at dusk with a children's show beginning at 7:00 p.m. If it rains, it's going to be postponed, and that date will now be August 24th. It's supposed to rain, so more than likely it will be canceled tomorrow. The borough, and everything will be posted on the borough website if, in fact, the county cancels our movie tomorrow. August 10th is the rain date for, which should have been our first movie, The Croods, The New Age. Our next concert, August 19th, Urban Gorilla Orchestra. We had them before. Excellent group. Hope to see everyone out there. And then the following Thursday, August 26th, will be our next movie, which is Raya. We still have food be given away for the children at the library every Thursday, 12 to 2. Make sure you tell your friends, come out, get your box of food. Each box contains 5 meals for breakfast and lunch. Also, there's a half a gallon of milk and a half a gallon of chocolate milk in each box. Our community-wide yard sale, that will be September 25th with a rain date of October 2nd. If you're going to be involved, email me, and everybody's name will go on a list. These yard sales will be at your own residency. We don't have a community-wide thing, a place for everyone to go. They're at, just like I did with the Christmas. I made a list of the addresses. They'll be on the website, and everyone will go from there. We will print out copies. Hopefully, we'll have copies here and at the library where you can pick up a physical copy of that. Also, remember, after the yard sale, you can make sure you clean up your mess, any lawn signs that you possibly make for your own private yards, for your yard sale at your home, make sure you clean them up and get rid of them. Don't leave them laying around. That's about all that I have. Just want to say, don't forget our movies. Concert's coming up. And again, thanks to Craig for everything that he's done helping me. That's all I have.
Thank you. Joe, do you want to go back?
I do have some, thank you, Joe. National Night Out is August 3rd, starts at 6, 2 hours, it's 2 hours, it's August 3rd, 6 o'clock, it's at the Memorial Field, the United States Avenue.
Councilman Jackson.
I also want to indicate that the car show was fantastic, the music was also fantastic. So I enjoyed myself, looking forward to hopefully this Thursday. One last thing, McStixon, are you out there? Yes. Can you please stand? I think you have something coming up in the next few days. Can you please announce it to the public?
Sunday.
I will be having a tribute to my son Anthony, who's been 17 years, and this one's 68, and it will be in the United States Avenue Park, and we're going to have entertainment, music, guest speakers, and a couple of drawings and things like that. So come out and enjoy. You will not be...
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to being out there. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Sims.
Thank you, Mayor. For the Health Department, the COVID vaccines are available for everybody 12 or older at this time. I've been seeing lots of news reports on TV with how people don't believe in the virus, they did not get the shot, and they now have COVID. They're in the hospital asking to get the vaccine. It's too late. They can't get it at that point. They've got to clear the infection first. And these people are in there saying, look, this is real. You're going to be in the hospital if you do not get this vaccine. They're showing people who will be on oxygen for the rest of their lives because their lungs got so damaged. I also saw a report with two 16-year-old boys, both had double lung transplants. They are going to have issues for their life. This is serious. If you have not got the vaccine, please go get it. The surge right now is the Delta virus, and that's our main strain in New Jersey, and 75% of new cases are the Delta virus. And it's people, again, who weren't vaccinated yet, but people who are also vaccinated are getting it, but not as bad. The governor is speaking to health experts, and they're saying the three vaccines we have will fight against the Delta virus, and he's urging people to get it. The CDC is recommending indoor masks for all students, teachers, staff, visitors, regardless of their vaccination status. They are also asking if you're in an area that has high transmission rate to wear your mask. Today, the governor said he is strongly saying everyone should wear a mask. He's not mandating it yet, but if the numbers go up, he will mandate it. We're not out of the pandemic yet. If you're not comfortable doing something, don't let somebody talk you into going out, going somewhere, if you don't want to go out to dinner or something like that. Just remember, we are not out of this pandemic, and we do not want another winter like we did last year where everything got shut down. The last thing I have is about your pets outside. There's a law that in New Jersey, you cannot have your pet outside for longer than 30 minutes when the temperatures are 90 or above. They will burn their pads. If they're laying down, they will burn their bellies. They will have problems. We do not want any of that to happen to our residents. If your animal is outside, your first offense is a $100 fine. Second offense is $200. Third offense, you're now into the animal cruelty laws, and that's going to be up to a $1,000 fine. Finally, as you're leaving your home, I say this every year, I know, when you leave your home, your storm door and your screen doors take a little longer to close. Just look back real quick, make sure your animal didn't get out. I've told the story before how it happened to my cousin's dog and he lost his front leg. So we just like think before, you're just a 2 second, just look back, make sure your dog's not there. Because if you parked across the street and they hear you open that door, they're running over there thinking they're going for a ride. And a car's coming down the street and it will hit the dog and not know that the dog's there. And that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you. On the same note, I just want to let everybody know that Lindenwald numbers are coming back up. We were zero for quite a while. The last week or so, it's been at 9 new cases in Lindenwald. We had 3 yesterday, which is what Cherry Hill had yesterday, so think about the size. Think about what you, where you go, what you do. Just be safe. The statewide is, for mask mandate will be 10%, and I think what statewide, we're at 3.4 right now, so we're still in the safe zone for not wearing a mask. Other than that, the other thing I have is, Councilman Stropoli's not here this evening. This afternoon, he called me to come to his house. He has submitted a letter of resignation. I want to thank him for all his years of service. He will be resigning as of August 1st, but I want to thank him for his years of service as a mayor and as a council person. He helped us with the Arborwood situation. He helped us with a number of great things that got done in this town to make it what it is today. So anyway, I'd just like to say thank you, Joe. I appreciate everything you've done. With that, I'm going to open the meeting to the public. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please come to the microphone. State your name and address for the record, and please don't forget to sign in, please.
Sonia Vettieri, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, at the last council meeting, you talked about the parking lot in the back, and we just planted a tree back there. What's going to happen to that tree?
What parking lot?
Yeah, you were building something better in the back? You talked about, in the back, building a parking lot.
Back of the Borough Hall?
Right.
No, it's out front.
Well, either way, you just planted the tree wherever it is. What's going to happen to the tree? That's it all.
The tree will still be there. The parking lot is in where the old tree was.
So it's not going to have anything to do with the tree?
Not that I know. Craig?
All right, my next question is on the ordinance on 129 regarding the golf cart, and what is the $18,000 for? The cart costs 13, what's the other five for? And who's going to be using that?
Is the street legal golf cart current or not?
Yeah, but I don't know it's a street legal golf cart.
Wait, when you look it up, it costs $13,000, that's what I'm saying. It would be worth paying $18,000. If you look it up, that model is like $13,000. I'm asking, why are you paying $18,000?
You probably look up, not just a base model.
That's
my question. So,
what is it? You probably just
looked up
based on
that's the price from state contract.
We have to go by state contract. We can't just go out on the street and buy one. We have to go on the state contract. So, whatever the state contract is, that's what we have to follow. So.
All right, and my other thing is, my neighbor's tree behind me is loaded with Vallejo lots. So, what happened in the last storm, a lot of the branches came down. And my pool is covered in land of pride. Now, every day I'm just covered. What do I need to do? Okay, I can't have it for my dogs. I mean, it's
that
just...
Is not the way they enter, but they do 7. I'm not really sure you have.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. I mean, they're just all over the fence. It's everywhere. I just can't have it for my dogs. Yeah. What?
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Hello, Mr. Mayor, Council, Mr. Capazzi,
Councilman Byrne,
Madam Clerk. I'll keep my distance in this guy. I'm here on behalf of my wife, so I'm making a little bit of a disclaimer. Mr. President, here also, and some others in the community who would like to discuss next meeting how to put on the agenda to have backyard hens and an ordinance passed that would allow that in the borough. I know when I served, there were some issues with. Some illegal activity of that nature, but the idea here would be to also bring that group into compliance with some kind of regulation. It's been very popular. I'm sure you've seen it in the other towns up and down the pike and all throughout the state. You know, it's not geese, not roosters.
Not roosters.
Not ducks. All right, they don't go cock-a-doodle-doo. They just like lay an egg every day or so, and they go on their merry way. And this is just a rough sample one of the folks in the community put together. I think it was mostly based off of Voorhees, their latest one. to allow this, but a lot of small towns, I believe like Westmont, Patton Township, some other ones have been able to navigate it in their small communities also. And, you know, the group is, they met in my backyard recently, and, you know, there's, again, good people in the town who want this, they're hens and not dogs, they don't bark, they don't hurt anybody, and they actually produce something for their heat. So this is something they'd like to do, and I'd just like to request that it could be put on the agenda to discuss it further and see if the council would be willing to move in that direction.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Don't forget to sign in, Ron.
I did.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I knew it coming into a first.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.